We are continuing Daf Resh Kof Tes Perek Revi Shara Bitochen. Fourth Perek of Shara Bitochen. Aval Advorim Shechayim Hamami Liftoyach Behem Ala Boire Yisale. On what areas, on what things is required the Maimin, the believer, to rely on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Koilelim Oysoi Shnei Mini. It's two kinds. There's two areas. The bitochen has to cover two areas. Echad mehem, the one area of bitochen has to be covered in divrei ha'olam hazeh, in earthy things, in earthy behavior, in earthy needs. Vasheni, in the second area where bitochen has to cover, is divrei ha'olam habo, spiritual things. In other words, Bitochen, reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not only a spiritual requirement or not only a physical materialistic requirement, it's needed for both. Bitochen has to be built in us and has to be applied for both, to be a mensch and to be a yid. In Odom L'mokam and in Odom L'atzmoy, to yourself. And then he goes further with even the Divrei Olam Hazeh, even the Bitochen which rely to the earthy things, is also Yechol Kodesh Nechlok, is divided in two chapters, in two different parts. Echad Mem, one part that you need to be talking in the earthy world, is in Yonah Oilam, Lutza'alas Oilam Hazeh. You need it for the worldly things, to the benefit of the worldly things of this Oilam Hazeh. In Hashemini, in the second area which you need to be talking in Oilam Hazeh, is in Yonah Oilam, what this world in Oilam Hazeh is needed to prepare the Ta'alas Oilam Abo for the benefit of the world to come. Now, in Yonah Oilam, Ta'alas Oilam Azeh, now, chapter in subchapter, and even this part which is for the world, in this world, and for the benefit for this world, they themselves, Yechol Kodesh Lo Shechulukum, they were in a three subchapters. Echad, one of them is Ta'alas Gufa Bilvat, which is the benefit of the body of the man, me. Vashen is in the area, the second thing is in David Ta'alas Tarpoi, the benefit of his sustenance, Vesivas, Hoinoi, Mina Kinyonov. In all the business area, the way he makes a living, Mina Kinyonov, and all the different possession, means, we're taking, in Yonah Oilam Hazeh, Oilam Hazeh, one of them is me, my body, second is my surroundings, which I have, my possessions, my money, Panosa, and then my possession, my home. Ashlishi, and the third area, which I need a bitochen, pinyon oilam azeh, bitoch oilam azeh, to Alas ben Beis of Ishtoi Krev, of the benefit of his house people, house of his wife, and his children, his relative, Ahavav and his friends, Ba'oivav and his enemies. All your contacts that you have to relate, you can't live in lonely, isolated life. You have to deal with people. You have to deal with your immediate wife, with your children, with your friends, with your enemies. Mishra Malaman, the people who are above you, the Matamiman, the people who are below you, Mikitas, of all various different types of people. In other words, it gives us no room, it gives us no one area that you could survive without applying Midas HaBitochen. You need Bitochen, the lives of Hashem, in every area. Now, when we speak about, now, in Yonah Oilam Hazeh, we speak about functioning in this world, for the purpose of this world. Lahavdel Fadolos, even a goy, has no responsibility for heaven, no responsibility for Shemaim. Now, in this world, functioning as an individual, you have to apply the Bitochen in three areas. One, to maintain yourself. Second area, to bring food and your possessions. And the third area, to deal with people, which you have to, can't avoid. You have all types of people, and everyone you have to relate different. They relate differently to your wife, then to your children, and different to your children, then to your parents, and different to friends, then to your enemies, and different to people who are superior for above you, or people who are below you. And all this relationship, which you have to be, relating to yourself, and to your surrounding possessions, panosa, and to people, if you don't have the security of Bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will be affected. You need Bitochen in that area. Now it goes the second part which we need bitachon in this world, but not for the benefit of this world, for the benefit of the world to come. Those were the two chalukim. Inyone oilam, and what are the second part of inyonim of this world, which is l'ta'eles oilam abo, which is for the best benefit for the world to come. Also yichol k'lishnei chalukim, they also divided into sub-chapters. Echad mehem, one of them is choves halvoves va'everim, the responsibility, requirement of your duties, which you have in your heart to the oilam abo, and averim, and your organism, which shum isyachad mehem levadoi, which those parts is designated only the emes yoytzibehem, and those is also rather zeikoi. You do things, you're putting on film, there's nothing to do with other people. This is functioning in this world for the benefit of all to come, which will be no advantage or disadvantage to any other person in this world. This is a mitzvah which you do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake only. So this means mitzvahs, when you're functioning, your behavior in this world, for the reason of the world to come, in Yonah Olam Abo, is divided into two things. One, where you behave in areas which is non-effective at all for people down here, you do it strictly Shemai, as I said, putting on film. There'll be no difference for people if you put on film or not. Hasheni, v'chelik hasheni, the second chelik, the way you behave down here for the benefit to come, is chavis averim, ashel yuchal osoyson, those requirements which you cannot be done, eile b'shtatu zilosa im, only if you could have other people to do together with you. Foyal, with oil, the hipoil. To do it or to be done. In other words, you can't accomplish this requirement unless you incorporate other people. Lev Moshe, Ket Tzedokah, Gmiras Chasodim, Limud HaChokhmah. It's a mitzvah to give Tzedokah. It's a mitzvah to make Chesed. The mitzvah is to Limud HaChokhmah, to teach others Torah. Now, if the other will not participate, there's no true man who takes the Tzedokah, there's no way to do Chesed, there's no Tamil who to learn, you can't fulfill the mitzvah. It's not being Odom Lamokams. You need the Odom Lachaveroi in order to accomplish Yonah Oilam Habo in this Oilam Hazeh. Or the Tzavis B'toiv, or to teach and warn people to go in the good way, and warn them not to go in the bad ways. So those are the two Chalokim Yonah Hazeh. Binyone Oilam Abo, and what is Binyone Oilam Abo, which we need Bitochen, Binyone Oilam Abo, which Oilam Abo, is also called Kushne Chalokim, is also divided in two chapters. Echad mehem is, one of them is, Hagmul Haroyu, the reward from Oilam Abo, which you should relate to you, which is the coming reward. Reward which is coming to you, it's appropriate. Vasheni, in the second behavior in Oil Mabo, Shem Chesed Aboy Yisale, which is a chesed, a kindness, a generosity for the Kodesh Baruch Hu Lachsidim Anavim Oil Mabo. One is the Gmur Aroy, as it's going to be explained, which is coming to you, and the second is where the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to add much more than it's coming, a chesed, which Kodesh Baruch Hu gives of his people, which behave down here as chesedim. If you're only a Jew, as much you have to do, so Hashem is rewarding you as much you deserve to be rewarded. But if you do down here in Olam Hazeh more than you have to do, chassid, you do lifnei mishiras hadin, Kodesh Baruch Hu is also behavior rewarding to you mit chesed overall generosity. So how many sub-chapters did we have here? We had 5, 2, 3, 2, 5, 7. Yonah Olam Hazeh was 2. One of them was violet in 3, and one of them was violet in 2. That's 5 in Yonah Olam Hazeh. Yonah Olam Hazeh was 2. Hine. Kol ha-dvarim shubayit chumem ha-raboy rizborach. All the things which we are relying on the Kodesh Baruch Hu, all together, we have seven chalokim. I thought, I had to figure what he says to me. All together, we have 7 chalokim. The 7 areas we have to apply this chalok. Echot mehem, one of them is Yonah Gifodem Bilvad. So he's going through. One of them is in Yonah, which has to do with my body. Second has to do with my money and with my panos. Chayna v'siva starfa. Shlish has to do in Yonah, ishta bonav kreva haba v'oiv, has to do with people which you contact. And if he is the fourth in this world for the benefit of the world to come, is chayvitz halvavah, so even to do this of mitzvahs, shubit yachav v'telos nezokum, it's only you. It involves you and Hashem. Rachav mishi, the fifth area, chayvitz ha'evirim, the deeds which you have to behave here, which the benefit or the, but the damage is connected to other person. You could only pay it to other person. Hashish is already the gemul. You make it for the sake of oilam aboyz gemul oilam aboyashi. You could feel myself oilam azeh, which will be the even reward from oilam aboy to oilam azeh. Hashvi the seven is gemul oilam aboyashi yem aboyz bechader chesam segalosai will be the excessive reward from Hashem more than you deserve. Kama shekosta posuk says. More of Tufchu, how great is the goodness Asher Tzufanto, which you put away, you laid it away, Liriecho, to your friends, and you had activated those who rely on you, Negev and Yomun, and opposite of people, more than people do. It's Lachoysen Bach. The Kim Shepirashta Akdomais, and as I explained already, the prefaces, Asher Bavuram, and already explained to you because of this explanation, which makes it acceptable that Yitochen Abitochem and Abiteh Walim Isala, which only because of this understanding makes it possible that Baal Bitochem should be able to rely on Hashem. Yeshelai Lismach Lehen, therefore I have to go after that Pirush and explanation. Ofne Yoshev Abitochem Ucholech Mashivet Varem. What is the righteous way of applying the Bitochem in every one of these seven areas? Obviously, if the Chavis Avos felt important to divide this overall bitochen in seven sub-chapters, means because in every chelek, in every sub-chapter, differently the bitochen has to be applied. It's not one rule of way of bitochen, and you have it all the way in all seven areas. In every area you have to work in different bitochen. I was just giving for instance before even coming in. When you have to do with yourself, in a bad mood, in a very bad mood, you're something, you know, you're down. So, how do you build yourself up? You cheer yourself up. B'tochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Council of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to worry. And you apply B'tochen by not to do anything, not to feed your downness by okay, go out, have a good time, maybe go cheered up, you know, things like that. Those people who could only get up and get high, only they're going to have to do something, why is they going to have to go jogging, or they're going to have to go buy a pizza, go out a little bit, entertain yourself. It's good for the short run. But after they get always depending on. So you apply it bitochen, they come and make a good learning, good chief, and get it up. But when it comes to the chesed with your fellow guy, and the fellow guy is down, and you're going to give him a musa shmusa bitochen, you failed. Then he can't apply. What you do for yourself is one thing. Comes to other person and says, what is missing? What do you need? What are you lacking? What chesed can I do for you? Come out, come. I'm going to go with you for a walk. Come, let's take a jag. Let's take a game. And you cheer him up. Now, the bitochen which you apply to yourself is not applicable, and it has to do with your fellow chesed, the fellow person. I'm just giving you a fact. And obviously, all seven areas, the way it's divided in the little chapters, the bitochen has to apply it in a different way. But the Yeshua and Yisrael perish ofne, I have to explain to you ofne the conditions, Yoshir HaBitochen, the status of bitochen, Mokol Echad Me'ashivat Vohim, every one of the seven, Ashebehem Yiftach Kol Batech Alarim, through that path, everybody will be able to properly apply his bitochen one by one, different. I will explain the first chelik rishonim. Let's take the first subchapter. Vibinyona gif odam bilvad. Inyona, which has to do with the man, to yourself, to your body, to yourself. How do you apply bitochen? Behem this is. Where does bitochen cover in a person's body? Behem this is chayov amoisoi. His life and his death. A person has to himself two things, either he's living, either he's dying. The teref mezoin el atzmai, and the panosa which he needs for himself, the food, the malbisha, his clothing, the dirosoi, in his shelter, his apartments, the briusa, in his health, the chol, in his sickness, and we do some in his midas, the different characteristics. But often, how is the right way to apply bitochen, which should affect all these behavioral things in the individual? Sheyashlich es nafshei behem la'alich es hagoyze. He should throw his nefesh, he should throw his life entirely to the conduct of the goyzer, of the one who is commanding. Asher gozer la'avoyer me'avich HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Throw yourself on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just throw yourself on him. V'siftach nafshei be'Elohim Yisborach. And he should entrust and rely with his entire neshama on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yeda. And he should know, not to believe. I'm emphasizing, yeda, he should be aware, he should know, he should be convinced. Ki lo yigome lo mehem. nothing will be concluded, nothing will come out, nothing will be changed. Elo only mashekodam, which has been already advanced, bedasa boire, in the knowledge of Hashem, shuhanochaim, which this is the right appropriate thing should happen to him, l'nyonav, to his benefit. As you know, there's no point of worrying about anything which has to do with me. Everything has been predestined by the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he knows what is good, and everything is destined. And even better than everything, because what he gave me for this is even more for the benefit of the world to come. It's going to be in the end. And the conduct which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to him is the kulam shav, all of them is, all people are alike. In other words, Hashem is evil. I could understand Hashem controls my life. Hashem says, when you have to die, I will accept this. But Hashem controls how many cups of coffee I should drink a daytime. I get up in the morning, I should have a cup of coffee or not. I could accept, let's say, some people accept, Hashem, of course, is controlling and guiding and dictating the important part of my life, my personal life. Should I get married or shouldn't I get married? And when will I die? Big things. Because obviously those big things that you see, you're not in control. But small things, any little petty things also, yes. Says, yeah. Shanhogas ha-boyer eloi, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts vis-a-vis him, b'kulam shuv. In all the areas is equally Hashem. Ein l'shum b'riyo mehem, not one little creature in them has eitzah, no advice, lo enhoga, and no conduct, ele b'rishusoy, only with the permission, u'gzerosoy, and the ruling, v'dinoy, u'gzerosoy, and the decrees, v'dinoy, and the ruling of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like we are admitting, this is one thing which all humanity admits, that chayv moisaf, that just like we admit that my life and my death, the cholya v'briyosaf, or his disease and his healthiness, is not in the hands of a man, is in the hands of a superpower of Hashem. Ki ein biyadam teref mezayna, so is also man hasn't got in his hand the ability to bring his panos to the sipuka, he should have enough. The Lushis clothing, Shara, and you only give her everything which he needs. This is one thing that you should know, that Har is the Ofane HaBitochen. Har is Bitochen applied to your personal life, is that you have equally and evenly accept and know that Hashem is controlling your life and is giving you and providing you in the slightest little detail, petty things in life. Equally, which you evenly admit that matter of life of death, that's okay, that I put in Hashem's hands. And if it has been established, this amuna, if you're ready, this amuna has been fully established. Kinyonoi, all his things, Mosur, is all given over. Everything has to do with the Xerif HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shevchiras HaBoyer Eloi, and whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses for him. Those are the good things. Those are the appropriate things. Therefore, he has to accept and he has to live in all those conditions which is for his benefit. And to choose all the goodness as he sees it. He has to do what he has to do. However, what the Kodesh Baruch Hu should do, Masha Kodmo. See, we have to do ishtablis, and our ishtablis has to be done the way we see is good for us. But you have to, don't be a fool, don't think just because it's good for you and you try and this is the ultimate good, and if you didn't get it, be down. You have to know, after all, Kodesh Baruch Hu has already pre-decreed and he's running and he's giving it to you, and whatever he gives, that's the benefit and goodness of you, regardless what you will mishtal. You have to do mishtal what is good for you. That's what it says here. Who chayv lizgargal lesibes taloisof? He, the man, is required that he should go after of all the conditions of his benefit, and to choose the goodness, like the way he sees it. You have to do it the way you see it as a human being. However, you have to know, Elokim Yaseh, what Hashem should do, Masha Kodmu Bagzeros, because Bochu had pre-decreed, which is better for me. But Daimel is there, and this is compared. Kyomen, Afalpi, Oto, Shekitsa, Yumidas, Yomab, how can you see this paradox together? Okay? How do you bring a proof that you have to try one thing, the way it looks good for you, to try the best for you, but in the same time, to give it up to Hashem, but the way He does it, really, that is your benefit. So did you see every motion? Ki order the man, after the altar shekitzah his end, imidas yomov, and how much you believe kshurim exeros, exeros vayzborach. That we accept. It's tied to the exeros of Kodesh Baruch Hu, when a person will die. And we know a person, the minute he was born, already destined, he's going to die, this in this age. Im kodzois, yesh ala odom lezgalzu lezivis achayim, therefore the man still has to go after and make a living. V'machal v'mishta, he has to eat and drink. Malvish, he has to see to see that clothing, but more is in his apartment, so he has an idiot. But he's not going to rely on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I want to say, listen, Hashem, if you told me I'm going to live to 90 years, okay, why should I eat and eat, drink? Why should I look for an apartment? You take care of me. It's still, the fact that you have to live, you still have to. Shiyoimar, because if a man would say, Im kodam gzeir saboyer she'echye, if a man would say, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu already had said, I shall leave, Yashi nafshi b'gufi, but I'm not going to eat. I'm going to live anyhow. Kol yimecha, I'm never going to eat. Ulei etrach b'makosh l'terev amol, I'm not going to work to make a living. I'm not going to eat. And it's not appropriate. So we see it's not a contradiction. Also, I know that Hashem decreed where I'm going to, how long I'm going to live when a person dies, what means a person still has to go out and to put in a shtarlus to eat and and also it's not appropriate for my likonos, you should enter biskonos in dangerous areas because it's relying on Xenus Aboira, because it's relying on Kodesh Baruch Hu. First I'm going to go to the Empire State Building, it's going to dive down and says, listen, if it didn't mean that I should die and I still have to live 30 years, nothing could happen, why shouldn't I jump? No, you're not allowed to go into areas of Skona. But because the Yishtin Samuel Moses is going to drink poisonous food, going to drink poison, or she's sakim atzmoy, or he's going to go into a circus, lochem mariv achai, so he's going to go fight with a lion. The loy doichak, if it's not absolutely necessary, which is required, or she yashlech atzmoy, a man should throw himself in the ocean of Asian fire. But then we say, mimasha ino the material, which a man is no way guaranteed to sakim and afshu, put his nefesh in his corner. You're not allowed to do it. Also, there's a gzeir of Hakush Boch, how long you're going to live anyhow, but you're not allowed. You have to make a shtabas not to save yourself from Mokom Skona. Don't test a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kashin Sisim Mamasa as you were testing him in the Midbar. Because if you're going to do these things which you're not required to do, you will overly expose yourself to danger, one of two things will happen to you. Echad, or either you're going to die. And if you died, the Yehu Amemis Asatzma, you committed suicide. We need to answer, and you're going to be demanded, how come you killed yourself? Kill him is a lost murder, just like you killed somebody else. The person that makes a dangerous act to himself, and he died, it's like he's going to be accounted for Retzach, just like he killed somebody else, suicide. Alpha Pi Alter Shemaisal Derechahu, also that this dead, the way he died, he jumped, is Begzer Selim Bereshusai. Was only with exerted the Kiev of Kodesh Baruch Hu and Bereshus and Bereshus of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, a man goes, commits suicide, stops his car on the George Washington Bridge and jumps into the river and gets killed. I mean, he committed suicide. If he was warned, it was normal, he committed suicide. And it's going to be the man, if I come, you killed a Jew, it doesn't matter which Jew, you are also a Jew. You committed suicide. Now, would you say that he did something new which Hashem didn't know? Of course, that's the way it was, as he said, Afal Pishemoisel Aderech Hazer Oto, that this type of a death, that he should be plunging down the Hudson from the Russian Bridge, was because Zeres Elohim and Bereshusai, was because Kodesh Baruch Hu decreed so, and Kodesh Baruch Hu made so, permitted so, that this thing should happen. So why should he grant it? Ikvar Yizironi, in the Torah warned us, Shlo Elohom Mishum Oda Mishum Gilgul. No person should ever kill anyone, and not yourself, never. But Omer Alusir Torah says, Mezitzah. V'chol Asher Yia Amumas Kore V'ramenis. And the more this killed one will be closer to the one who kills them, Yoyrish Yoyser will be even greater. Now what will be if somebody kills a stranger, is Omer Alusir Torah. that somebody kills his brother. Same as Yitzchak, but which one is much more severe? You killed your brother. So it's a Yitzchak for a stranger, it's a Yitzchak for your brother, but your brother's Yitzchak is a greater Yitzchak. If somebody kills his father, he's even greater than Yitzchak, because it's a beautiful thing to call it. The more close the person you kill to yourself, the more severe the Yitzchak is. And if you kill yourself, even then the Yitzchak is even greater. In other words, committing suicide is a greater Yitzchak than killing a stranger, because you have more responsibility. It's just like Chayecho Kodmin. You have to energize, you have to make you alive, you have to hurt yourself, and you have to first, after Chukumoycho, you come first. So you take this first, then you kill them, it's even greater.
Why is it that this is halacha? Where's the bitachon here?
So, no, you would take as follows. It's a very beautiful. What is bitachon? The more something is me, the more bitachon you have. The more something you remove from me, the bitachon is not is not to that extent. Let me take it as follows. If I'm hungry, and I say, what will be tomorrow? You're out to worry? You're not allowed to worry. You're not bitachon. You're not bitachon. Because for me, I have to have bitachon on Kodesh Baruch Hu. Don't worry. Don't worry. Right? Kodesh Baruch Hu knows what he's doing. Don't worry.
My children, though.
Right? Okay. For your children, you're also allowed to have bitachon, but lesser. You have to worry for them more. But for you, you're hungry, you have to give them food. Don't worry, don't worry. No, you have to make chesed. So what's happening? The bitachon to me has to have a much stronger effect than the bitachon vis-a-vis you. Vis-a-vis you, is it? Right? In other words, my personal conduct of life has to be more affected by bitachon than the bitachon which I'm flying to you. When you come and complain, listen, I lost my job, I need a job. Instead of me think a little bit, where can I get you a job? Says, hey, I'm not fulfilling my requirement. I'm not supposed to have bitachon on you lacking of a job. For me, if I lost my job, I'm talking about it, I'm hacking a Chinese, okay? Nothing happened. What are you talking? Why are you down? For me, I will say it. For you, I'm not allowed to say. You know, I could say, listen, I'm going to look for a job. And I think, why do we have bitachon on Kodesh Baruch Hu too? So, what does it come? That the closer the matter is to me, the more that bitachon has to apply it and has to have an effect, right? Now, what is bitachon? Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, if that's the case, I have such a bad bitachon that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not effective for me. So what? I'm going to jump. I'm going to go wild on a car. I'm going to hold it mile per hour. I have bitachon and I'm going to get a speeding ticket. And a man commits suicide because there's such a great bitachon. He says, your retzach is bigger. The closer the thing is to you, this is an interesting evaluation of the Chavis Ovos. There's a Torah Los Yitzach. But the closer person you kill, the more you chayv on Los Yitzach. And if you kill yourself, you chayv more Yitzach. That's a paradox. Here I'm sending everything. The more it's me, the more bitachon have HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the more careless I become because of that. At the same time, if you didn't, you went against that bitachon, which Hashem, obviously if you killed yourself, you got killed. That's what Hashem wanted. That's bitachon. It's Hashem's gezeira. So why should we avil asitza? That's the paradox.
I have a greater obligation of hishtadlus towards the one who, and also have a greater obligation of bitachon at the same time.
Exactly.
I'm pulling in both directions at the same time.
The opposite directions. I have to have the greatest bitachon. Hashem is controlling my life and conducting my life, and everything will be the way Hashem wants. At the same time, when it comes to hishtadlus, I have the first priority on me. I have to save my life before I save somebody else's life. Chayecho kodmi. And if you're reckless, you're more chayv, you're more responsible to that too. The one who chases his brother with the sword, or and destroys his people who should have mercy, is greater than a stranger. So if somebody is killing himself, his punishment will be much greater than killed a stranger. This is compared. Was the moshul ke'eved, like a servant, shitzivah adoinov, which is master, commanded him lishmar mokaim, to watch a certain place, lizmanu, to a certain time. He told him, go, become the watchman for a certain time for it. Vizira, and he warned him, shleiporim memeno, he should never go away from this place, achiyom ashlich adoinov alov, until he sends him a message that he could relieve from his job. The kim shol shabosh ashlich lov, he said, shlich doesn't come to replace him. Nifrad min amokam koidem boy, he goes away, he stops watching from the place he had to. He was very angry, and he punished them. Chayin says also, why? Because you have been commanded to watch this position for so and so. Wait. Chayin Chameim is also as though somebody is killing himself. He goes away from his requirement of serving Hashem Alam Roisoy by the bad because of his consumers by putting himself. Because Baruch Hu gave you a life to watch him, to preserve him. And if you kill yourself, you go into a Mokom Skona, to a dangerous spot, you're going away, stop watching it. How could I go to oint David HaMelech as king? Shaul, will he, the king, is going to kill me. The Kuzboko tells him, Shlichas, and he says, how can I go? I'm putting myself into a scholar. This person could see that he has no bitachon on Kuzboko. Kuzboko tells him to go. No, just a Shmuel HaNovi. Watch what the Kuzboko answers. Yes, I'm sending you to go, but I want you this particular go. You have to make a trick. You have to fool Shaul HaMelech. Kuzboko made a command for Shmuel, go and bring David HaMelech and somebody else. And Shmuel says, how can I go? And Shaul HaMelech will kill me because I'm going against him. So how does Shmuel know they ask such a thing? Hashem sent you, why do you ask? Why are you questioning? So the answer is, when Hashem sends me, and there's a way how to protect myself, I'm equipped to protect myself anyhow. And Hashem gives him the advice. You know what? Eglas Boka Tikapadech, take yourself there. You should say, don't say you came for the reason which I'm sending you. Tamaflash, say, I'm coming to be Makamah Kol Mesharinyan. Ilu is a kitzav b'tchoinoi. If that would have been a lack of bitochon of Shmuel, that he was afraid to go, what are you afraid? I'm killing you. Could Shaul HaMelech damage you? I've been thinking to my question. That's what Like it says to Moshe, when Moshe told Hashem, how could I go to Paraki? I can't talk and I have a hard tongue. I can't talk. So what does Hashem reply? Me is some pelorim. Who gives a mouth to a person? Me or some ilam lecher shepikachiver. Who makes a person talkative or deaf or smile or blind? That's what Hashem answered to Moshe. So why didn't Hashem answer to Shmuel something? Im Shmuel, im tamtzit kosa leheke lekones, mesibe ktana, mesibe saskona. And if Shmuel beat his great tzitkas, even then he was not light-headed to go into Mokom Skona. Even Kodesh Baruch Hu told him to go, Shmuel still asked, how could I go out in danger myself? Kesher Omar, and when he said, Malik Hanuch Hashemen. So Shmuel HaNovi was afraid to go into dangerous ground to endanger himself in an area where Hashem told him to go. Why? Because wherever there is room to protect yourself naturally, to be established, you have to do it. Hashem tells you to do things. If Hashem tells you to do things like Moshe Rabbeinu go to Paro the Galus, you go. So Moshe said, Eich Eilich, and he quat peh, that also for Sam. So Moshe had to ask the question as a matter of a Yishtadlus. How can I go? Listen, I can't talk. They're going to kill me. That's the way he sent me. So Hashem says, who gave him out to a person? So the consequences is on me. But when Hashem says to Shmuel, go against Shaul HaMelech and bring David, or whatever the case was, and Shmuel says, how can I do that? Shaul's going to kill me. Why does he ask that? He says, if there is a way for me to camouflage my mission, that Shaul should not be aware, all you're sending me, I have to do it. I have to put it in Shtablis. And Hashem says, yes. Okay, make yourself as you go to B'makar HaKorb in Yerushalayim, and don't tell him why it's coming. So you see that wherever there is room for Shtablis, you have to do Shtablis, although the Shtablis is at all not affecting the results, the outcome, because that is only in the hands of Hashem, but this is our duty of Mitzvah Hashem, to put in our Shtablis. And the same thing was when Shmuel HaNovi gave the blessing to this woman, says, Malikanuch Hashemen. No, when Hashem says to Shmuel, Malikanuch Hashemen, fill this horn with oil, Velecha Shlachacha El Yishai Veselachmi, I'm going to send you to Yishai, to the house of Lachmi, and you're going to oint the David HaMelech. It's also, he had to camouflage his mission, that he's ointing a king, which should go against Shaul HaMelech. How much more should a man who is endangering his life, and his life's on Hashem, which he doesn't know as Hashem sent him. So a man goes up to the Empire State Building and jumps down and said, I'm jumping anyhow, what could happen? If I die, Hashem wanted me to die anyhow, I couldn't avoid it. And if Hashem didn't send me to die, I could jump, and I'm not going to see many people jump and don't die. Now, you don't know if Hashem wants you to die or not. How did you lie to danger yourself? Even Hashem should tell you, go up to the Empire State Building and jump. You know what you have to do? I'm asking, what would it be if Hashem tells you? Go up to the Empire State Building, I'm commanding you, get up to the Empire State Building and jump. Says Hashem, yes? Okay, I'm going to do it. You take a parachute. You have to put in shtablis. That's the requirement. You're not allowed to jump. Hashem told you to jump, but doesn't tell you how. And you have a requirement to preserve your life, you have to take a parachute. Now, if Hashem told you to jump in order to die, you could take your parachute until tomorrow you're going to die and accept this. If Hashem tells you, jump without a parachute, of course they have to jump without a parachute. That's exactly what Hashem says to Shmuel, go make a dangerous mission, go against the king of Shaul. Hashem says, how should I do it? It's dangerous. Hashem says, okay, take a parachute, camouflage your mission. You don't have to say. If Achaz Kamakam and Hashem tells you to go out and jump, you have to take a parachute, and you're not protected just because Hashem told you that. Hashem doesn't tell you anything, and you go on your own and jumping, relying on the outcome is anyway in the hands of Hashem. That's no relief. That is not relieving of your burden of watching your life. So this is, again, you could see this paradox. Although me, I'm relying, I know that everything which is going to happen to me is already predicated for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing could go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This, even then, totally does not relieve me from my requirement of putting in full ishtablis to preserve, and I'm going to be rewarded for good ishtablis, and I'm going to be punished for lack of ishtablis. What has got to do with others? So two different areas. And this is more manifested, this paradox is the most manifested in the bitochen, which relates to me as an individual person. Because for the minute when it comes to a second person, there, when I have to help a person to get a job and to help him to get married, there, I'm not allowed to apply to be talking to begin with. There, you have to go out of your way to help. You can't say, listen, don't worry, Hashem will help, you know, everyone. Hashem is helping everyone. You didn't do your act of chesed. There, you have to go out. There, totally, you have to put a bitochen on the side for that person. For you, you could have bitochen, but even you have bitochen, still have to put in shtablis. But for the other person, put bitochen aside totally.
But you also have a lesser obligation of shtablis, he's saying also, because you're less chayiv for the results. If that person is going to go do something dangerous, I don't have to put a seatbelt on somebody else, I have to put a seatbelt on me. Right?
So what's happening? What do you see here? It's unbelievable. You see an unbelievable thing. Hashem is balancing the bitochen and shtablis according how much bitochen you require to have. To that extent, you mechuyav b'ishtadlus. The more bitochen you have, the more you require b'ishtadlus. Because the more bitochen you have, the more naturally you will relieve yourself from ishtadlus. More naturally you relieve yourself from ishtadlus. And therefore, you're more required for ishtadlus. And since to a stranger, you're supposed to impose lesser of bitochen for a stranger. You don't forget, you have to forget even about it, you have to go and out to help him. Less ishtablis you bechuyah, because you come and give him first. Because this is the person who's always putting this contradictive balance. Betochen ishtablis, betochen ishtablis. And the more betochen you must have, the more ishtablis you bechuyah to do. Chayecho kodmin. Because that actually is the person, the challenge. That's the delicate challenge which a person always has to debate in his life. At the same time, you have the maximum of bitochen. At the same time, you're required by Hashem, by Aloha, to have the maximum of ishtadlus, and still not to rely on the ishtadlus, but to rely on the bitochen. Because there comes out the Kiddush Hashem. It's as much I'm ishtadl, I'm a human being, and still Hashem is conducting my life. See? Okay. Shmuel HaNavi, the Shekadosh Baruch Hu sent him to anoint David HaMelech. The Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, and he was afraid, how could I do it? When he's Eich Elech Meshoma Shor Vergun, he sure is going to hear him, he's going to kill me. Obviously, he asked, what ishtalos do I have to do in order to save myself from the danger? The Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, Mali Kanuch Hashemen, go fill up your horn with oil, camouflage your mission. Now, if Hashem sends a person to do a certain mission, he has to put in shtablis to make the mission a safe way, not to put himself in danger. And even more will be this thing much more required to put in effort, and Hashem will not direct send him. It's not direct a mitzvah to do. And if you go on and do this, will be even more responsible. Oy, she notzel, here we are. Or, for instance, the person, the top of the line, oy, she notzel, be'ezes Hashem isvorach, loy. Or Hashem will really help him, will a miracle happen, especially if he's not on a special mission of Hashem. He will let himself in a dangerous area. He will be rescued by Kodesh Baruch Hu. However, but at that time, he will lose his chiyos, his merits. And it's about Kamosh Omer Abbasin, Zuchan Ebruche, Zayinian, like Chazal tell us, La'olam Aliyamad Odomem Kamskona. Be'yomer Shoyselonas, a person should never put himself in a place of a skona, in a danger. And he should say, Hashem will make him a nest. Hashem, you know, so maybe they don't do him maybe they wouldn't do him a nest. Therefore, he will be responsible for his reckless behavior. If Lulina happened a nest, then Menachem is a chiyosov. It's going to be taken off from his chiyos. I hardly know that they may take away his chiyos and there is a nest. Even the fact I became small, maybe I lost my merits because of the Korach HaSodim and Korach HaSodim and Korach HaSodim to me.
I rely on Hashem. I mean, the Chanina, how does he answer Rabbi Chanina, the story? Maybe he took away from his chiyos. I mean,
to be this only Rabbi Chanina when you happen to be such a big Baal Teach, an absolute such a big Baal Teach. But usually none of us are in this Madrega, if we could do it, number one. Number one. Number two, we have to know the status that we are mechiyev to do. In essence, doesn't do any change, doesn't make anything, doesn't change anything. But you have to, there is a chivay shtavus, right? There is a chivay shtavus. Now, as you said, if a person has to make a shtavus to put a marker on his roof, so what do I care? If I wouldn't put a marker on my roof, can anyone fall in if it's not b'shed for the guy? No. So what's the loch? Says the Medrash, Afal Pishiroi Anoif Lipol Olaf Mesheshes Meabreshes. All to the one who has to fell down, was destined to fell down. Ato Loi Sigran. What does it mean you goyim? Because you have a Chivay Shtadlus. And if you failed in your Shtadlus and didn't put a marker, you are the goyim, you're called a murderer. Had you made a marker, he's still got a fall down, but then you put it. Forget you have fulfilling a miss of marker. The same thing in here. Because Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to put in a Mokom Skona. Because Baruch Hu created the world of normalities. This world is a world that has been conducted from Teva, and the Teva has a certain norma, and a person has to conduct his life according to the norma. And the norma is the indicator of your behavioral pattern. How do you have to behave? Now, if normality claims that this is a Mokom Skona, so that means since the norma had put you in a Mokom Skona, it's true you have a Teva Hashem. And you know the outcome is anyway destined by Kodesh Baruch Hu. But since you are Namatzev, with the normal world demands from you, Ishtadlus, not to be in this Matzev. Now, for instance, as I said, you stand on the street, you see a wild car coming up very speedily. It says, what do I care? You're not jumping off. You have to take a few steps and get on the side. Let the car go. You see a wild ox coming on you. What do you have to do? You have to hide. You have to go out, climb on a tree. So what do I care? If it's Beshet, I can't climb on it. It wouldn't help anyhow. The car could knock you over with a tree together. And if it's Beshet, it will not do me. It can't touch me anyhow. But no. Since the normality, the normal days of Mokom Skona, you have a chiv ishtadlus to jump off. Now what will happen? If you jumped, you made ishtadlus, and you did. And if you had not done the ishtadlus, you became the Gois of Baal Bitochen. By the time you were mechuyev to make the shtar to get on the side, and it had knocked you off, chas v'sholem, also you said you would have knocked off anyhow, but you are being claimed, yet that you're going to be claiming your life from you, how come you endangered your life? At the same time, will a nest really happen to you? You had eaten after mischusim, because you had no business to demonstrate that. You had no business to demonstrate. Now, Chanina ben Doisne was definitely a total exception of the rule, because Chanina ben Doisne didn't live by nature. It was totally malam miteva, in the sense that it's inside life, and he didn't participate in teva. The fact that Chaim Medoisa never ate and didn't benefit at anything from teva, those are from the Yechid Yechidus Gila. Woman am Targum Beferushoi. The Targum says in the Pirish of Ketointim Kol Chosodim, Ziran Zechvosa Mikol Chizdim Mikol Tovion. My schus became small because of the chesed, because of the goods which the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave. The Kmoi Shomane Bechaim Ubumoves. And just like we explained now, the chiyuv that you have to put in shtadlus when a matter is a matter of life and death, kein noimar, so we will say also the chiyuv, you have required tviyas, sibay sabriyas, amozem, amalbush, vadirev, amirestoyves, aharchig, shekenegnam imbirer aminos. That you have to say in shtadlus, you have to put in all the area, ibrius, which has to do with health, amozem, with food, amalbush, in dressing, vadirev, in apartments. Amidas in characteristic to work on it. Amidas atoves. Ilaharchig, she connect them to go with from bad midas. All of this area you have to continuously to put in shtalos and work. Im berur eminosa. Although you are totally proven and clarified amuna that this all those points doesn't pay to work because the outcome is anyway in the hands of Hashem. Im berur eminosa, that's what all you know for sure. Kasibois. That all the ishtablus, all the things that you're doing, ain my ilos bozek oisay bozek klum, it's not affecting him at all. Ele b'gzeres haboyer as well. Only with gzeres for Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's just very clear. Also, you're absolutely proven and clear that whatever you're gonna do will not affect the outcome at all, because the outcome is all in the gzeres of Kodesh Baruch Hu. But still, you are mechiyev to live a normal life in shtarus as the norm requires to do it. Yes.
He includes in here midos tovos also as the same with having an apartment, all these other things. So what the Vilna Gaon says, that a person, if he's not changing a midah, then there's no reason for him to live. And we're so salant, these people, they spend their lives trying to improve their midos. This is maybe that's too much of shtarus. Maybe it's like, it's important for a person to have a bank account, so that he spends all the time making a bank account. So it's what the Chavos Levavos includes it in one of those one of the four or five things over here.
But you learned it the wrong way.
So therefore, we have to constantly read the meter and work on that area.
You're learning it the opposite way. I should make my bank account just as important as my meter's status. That's you want to learn? We take it the other way. So some people are lazy to work on the meter. So it's just like I don't work on my bank account and on my apartment, I'm not talking about business anyway, because the outcome is anyway in the hands of Hashem, was the person who's killing myself. That's what Chavisul tries to prevent you. Since you meet us in the opposite of meet us, is a matter which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created you, and one of the, and as the Rav Solanka said, it's harder to uproot a meter than to finish us. So obviously, with your Tziat Hashmai doesn't go. Some people could never alter the meter. But you have to put in shtalus. That's all. The opposite. He said, now you could find out that shtalus, just like you are required to do shtalus for the bank account, for money, for apartment, for everything, all to believe, for a social shankhsimra shankhpurim. So you have to put in shtalus and meters, all to, you know, you can't say, I'm helpless, I was born like that, can never be uprooted, forget it. There's nothing to do with it. Just because you know the outcome, you're never going to uproot the midah, you still have to work. Now, the Vilna Gaon doesn't say that you came to this world to uproot the midahs. The Vilna Gaon says you came to this world to work on the midahs. Uproot and not uprooting, it's a matter which exists in Kodesh Baruch Hu. But you came to the world to be mishtadl, to work on you continuously. You're getting the finchar, you're getting reward for your work, for your shtadlus. Now, the mice, if you will really uproot the midahs, no. By the way, many, many times those midah which we want to uproot, and we work against it, and that's Hashem doesn't let it uproot, and that midah becomes an essential part of your avoidance Hashem, of your accomplishment, of your achievement. Because every midah has a good area too, good points too. And eventually this is your midah sagvura, but whatever it is, comes later on, when you really work on it, and you can't uproot them, but then it becomes positively worked on, utilized. But one thing to say, that the person has to work. This is the beautiful words of the Chavis Salvovas. The person has to work. Im bir eminos, also he knows for clearly kisibois. All his ishtalos emo yilos oisa bezeklum. Erev gzeres haboyeris boah. Kasher, just as yesh lebal adoma, just like a farmer, knows when he wants to have panosa. He has to go lachul shoyes, has to plow his field, when akoyes and to clean it, when akoyes and to nefin. Torn ilzara, he has to plant him, Ashkois has to water him. If they wouldn't have, he has to water him. If he doesn't have to brain. And then, the Yiftach ala Boyri is Borach. Then he has to hope on a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rafroiso, the Shamra, Minabgoim Kodesh Baruch Hu will really multiply his crops, Shaman Abgam Kushbok will watch him, nothing should happen. See, but he also shall have the Mordechai Sabai Kushbok will bless him. The angry Lord, just because he's big Bitochen, the angry Lord and Yechadom will be avoid his rib, that he's not going to work, you're not going to plow, not going to plant him. The Bitchoyne, because he's like Axele Sabayre, and Axele Zbokish, that's me, Yechadom, and built his Erisha Kodava. Because obviously, Rosh Hashanah, it has been told that this field, you know, Eloch Esev Oilam, you have no grass in this world, which Eloh Malach. He hasn't got the Malach. And Mako Oisoi, and he hits this guy and says, grow. Every element in this world, every little grass, has a Malach, which is watching him. And everything is in Gezeres Hashem. Now, I would say, simple chesh, okay, I have a nice big field. This field is what Hashem wants it to be. And what Hashem wants to be is already recorded and documented. That's Gezeres Hashem. And if this field Hashem wants it should have grown wheat, it's going to grow wheat. What if to knock myself out? Hashem, let Hashem make a miracle. He knows what to do. It could happen. And it could happen. And it does happen. But you still have to do it. And if you don't do it, you don't see it. I could see if you don't see it, it's meant to be. It should never grow wheat. If it's meant to never grow wheat, why I neck myself to grow wheat? It's not going to grow anyhow. Nothing going to come out. It's going to be a mess. You can't go and say it. But that's the norma. Hashem wants to give you brocha. Because Baruch Hu wants you to work b'raticha b'chol asher tasa. Because Baruch Hu wants you to put in the effort. You should do the best of the work of Atirin. He becoming into the very delicate elements of a day-to-day life in Bitochen. To what extent? Now, you could ask the same question. And I must answer again. I'm Chanina ben Doisa. Now, Chanina ben Doisa didn't say to his daughter, don't light candles. It's a mitzvah to light candles. So what do you mean, light candles? If Hashem wants to light candles, the candle will burn. If you light them or don't light them. It's a duty of her, of the daughter, had to light candles. Right? Now, he didn't tell her to light candles with vinegar. Also not. He said, go light candles, as normal is. She came back, we have no oil. The sense was with the Kushbach, I want to do my ishtalos. I want to light candles. My ishtalos is to light candles. And I want to fulfill the mitzvah. The fact you, Hashem, didn't give me oil, and at the same time you commanded me to light candles, and since Behim Betochem was such a clarity, I would try to answer Chaim Mendoza's point, and you will see a beautiful point. The big Baal Boteach, the one who sees Hashem in everything, he sees in nature and not nature the same thing. What does it mean? He sees Nisem, he sees wonders, he sees miracles in oil burning, just like he sees miracles in the vinegar burning. What is happening to us? We said we have a norma. The world has a norma, conduct of normality. Right? And we have to react according to normality. So if I have a field, and I want the field to grow, also I know if the field will grow or not grow, it's already Xerah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but still I have to plow it, still have to work it. If not, I can't expect. So why? Because the norma is, if you don't plant, it's not going to grow. Right? So what is the difference between normality and not normality? Normality is nature. And not normal is something happens not in the normal way. It's derech nes. It's a miracle. And we're not supposed to rely on nes. What makes nes nes and normal not nes? Because something which repeats itself and becomes a normal thing is not a nes. It's an eskavu. We call it normal. So you take it normal. If you take a weed and plow a field and plant them and grow them and water them, and then it comes out, it says, well, it's coming like that because Baruch Hu created like that. But when you see the Gzeiras Hashem in everything, and the difference between normality and not normality is that you see in normality, you see continuously nisim, 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 nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how did Chanina ben Doisa took the mitzvah of Adlo to be Madlik Neir Shabbos? We know Hashem commanded us to light candles. So a wife lights the candle and takes oil and lights it. So we expect Nisim, we don't expect Nisim. Hashem created. Oil burns by himself. It's a natural thing. Hashem told us to do it, we do it. Chanina ben Doisa said differently. No. Hashem asked us to perform Nes. Hashem asked us to perform Nisim. How? to light candles, to light the oil. Lighting oil, look, the oil burns. That's an ass. It's in the works because of the Gzeiris Hashem. Why does it burn? Because Hashem now set the oil to burn. Not because Hashem instilled in oil, Sheshes Me'abeshes, such a nature could burn. That's the Goyish way of thinking, avoiding Ashgocha Protis. Everything is a Gzeiris Hashem. And just like when you put on the switch, you expect the light to go on. You be saying, hey, how come the light is not on? Why don't you say, how come the light is on? And you have to know, it's through Hashem, you would say, Hashem created electricity and the wiring system and electrician and put it on, everything. Now it should burn. No. It's an Exodus Hashem at this moment, a particular Exodus Hashem this moment, when you put on this light has to burn. And if it wouldn't be an order of Hashem, this light to burn, it's a Nes Kavua, it's continuous, continuous, continuous Nes. Now the same thing when you put on oil, it's an S. However, on the oil, there's an ongoing continuous net, because Bochur repeats it on millions of times. So therefore it becomes normal. But it's not normal, it's an S. So the Chinin ben Doisa says to his daughter, no, the time comes to light candles, so let's perform an S. Light candles. So this is an S. You expect an S to happen now, because Hashem is going to make an S and make a miracle. She comes back, there's no oil. She says, thank you, Winninger. What's the difference this ness or that ness? Now, why was Rav Shimon Choy so confident and he had the right and he saw the ness? And you could ask the question, how come it was not menakel on mizuchiyoy? So how come it was not taken up from mizuchiyos? Because he didn't ask anything extraordinary. He asked the same ness which you make on Shemen, make on there. Because I see Nisam in Shemen, all I want is to make the same ness on Shemen, make it to me. It's not the greater ness. It's a rarer ness, but it's not a greater ness. Hashem needs a greater effort to put in vinegar than to put in oil. It's the same miracle. Just because it happens continue, Hashem makes it repeat himself billions of times. So it was not Menachem on Mizuchi Yosef. Do I come a little guy, which unfortunately, I do not see a ness in oil, and I think I do it, and there's no special thanks coming on. Because I take normality as a mode of life, which is there, and I don't see Gzeiris HaBoyri in it a billion times, thanking Hashem a billion times. And if we live by normal, it's okay, I'm not a big Mamadrega. What right do you have to ask an Esfana Kodesh Baruch Hu when you deny all my Nisim? Take it that way. Why is it Menachem Mizuchi Yosef? Why then a person is relying on an ass, is it upon his reason? Because you little guy, instead of you should see in every moment, in every second of your life, Nisim, every time you open your eyes is an ass, every time when you eat and drink is an ass, every time when you go to the bathroom is an ass. And you have to manifest this ness by saying, Ashiyot HaRasodem B'chochmo. And you have to see the great wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the Nisim. You know how many millions of little things happens in your body until you urinate? And we totally, totally ignore it. And if the urine doesn't come in time, or there's a little pain, you have big claims against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Once in my life, I said Ashiyotza, and I really think I was once operated on hemorrhoid. And the doctor told me that you're going to have problems later to urinate the first time. And I was going around crazy for hours. I couldn't urinate. And finally, the Baruch Hashem, after hours and after hours, I was urinating. I said Ashiyotza. Oh, I said Ashiyotza. I said, I have to go this through my life. Once I have to go through this experience, to say Ashiyotza, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hashiyotza, all the sick people, we have to put in pipes in them, you know, to get out of little urine. Now, if a man recognizes the ness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every natural involvement, and he sees Nisim in every little thing, as Chanida Ben Dois, as that Mishi Yomel Shemen Shidlak, the one who said to Shemen, he should say to Vinegar. So he was not relying on an S. He didn't. Because he always lives on Nisim. So he didn't took anything off. But you guy, you don't live on Nisim, you live on nature, what right do you have to go along? Now you want to see Hashem? I'm showing myself to you all the time, and you're ignoring me. And here you come, and say, yeah, look, yeah, you put a call, Hashem, come forward. What does it come forward? I'm always there, you're ignoring me, now I should come forward. This is called Menachem Mizuchi Yosef. Chirim and Dois, which always saw Hashem, he didn't make the Hashem extra work, he always saw Hashem. Here and there. That would be the answer to him and those. But we people, that's exactly. Now, maybe Ruchim Dose would have the rights. Ruchim Dose was a very, very poor man, extremely poor man. He lived, he says, obviously putting tefillos to panos, putting tefillos. He always asked Hashem, and his tefillos was so effective. The tefillos was so responsive by Kodesh Baruch Hu that he fed the whole world because of his tefillos. Kol ha'olam kol yon bas kol yoytzes. It's a beautiful thing. Why kol yon? It's a message to us. Kol yon bas kol yoytzes. Every day says the Gemara, but it comes out from heaven. Kol ha'olam nizam ba'avar chanina v'ni. The whole oilam, the whole world is being fed because of my son Chanina. That's what he said. Chanina put in so much ishtadlus for panosa, the right ishtadlus, which is tefillah, that his tefillah supplied the whole world with food. Chanina bani, Chanina my son, kav daila ve kav churuv min erev Shabbos erev Shabbos. He lived on a little kav churuvim, but erev Shabbos erev Shabbos. Now, that's a very, what's happened to you? Means to say, he had bread and didn't want to eat them? No. He literally didn't have more than a kaf cherubim. Now what would happen if I would go and say, Chanina, I see your Rebbe, your tzaddik, and I eat because of you, and here's my field. I'm giving you 10 acres of beautiful farmland. I want you to have panos, I don't want you to eat kaf cherubim, I want you to eat bread. So he would say, Kaldik, thank you. Hashem gave it to me. Let's say he accepted it. What happened? Accepted it. What would Chanina do further? Chanina would have the right to say, Hashem, no, you gave me field, okay, make it grow. He would not go out and plow it. He would have the right not to plow it. So what should I plow it? To make it grow? It's going to be a nest if it grows. You need a nest to grow. You could have a nest without plowing, without planting, also should grow. But Chanina, if he would go out to make ishtadlus, and he would see in every part of ishtadlus, nest, 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 everything's a miracle. The same nest Hashem which you do, but if I put in this little seed, it comes out 1,000. Without putting it, it can't come out. Whatever, in this area. So obviously, what did Chanina do? Chanina wouldn't do anything. He says, Hashem, if you want to give me, give it to me. Because I have to take an nest. You always make nisim anyhow. I always see nisim anyhow. So he would sit back doing nothing, and of course, the earth wouldn't grow, as nature demands. So what does Chanina do? Say, Hashem, you don't want to give me. So I might as well save my work and effort and put in the weeds. It wouldn't give me anyhow. If I would have done, I wouldn't do it anyhow. And for him, when he sees his earth, his Adoma, his earth, had not grown, he took it, not because I had not planted, because Hashem doesn't want them to grow. And I'm 1,000,000,000% convinced, if I would have planted, it wouldn't have grown just as well. Because Chanina lived in such an open vein, that everything is a lakus, a sham, that for him there was nothing was a bigger nest. He saw nature just as a nest, as a opposite of nature. So therefore he's potter for nishtablus. Therefore he was, that person is potter for nishtablus. But you as a human being that you don't see, but you is a difference between nature and unnature. It's because by you there is such a thing as a nature, the nature is the dominator of your environment, it dominates you how much you have to be involved or not. As you have always said, it's a beautiful way to think. Nature is the instruction of Hashem. Nature is the shliach Hashem. Breishis bor elkim b'chochma sevor amukosh b'chu bor the world with chochma. What is chochma? Created teva, created nature. Now, what is it chochma? It's a miracle. But since it has a repeated pattern, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu conducts his communication with every human being and instructs every human being on any given moment of his life what to do and how to behave according to nature. Nature is a messenger of Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Chochmah is Hashem. What is, if Hashem would speak to you and would talk to you and would instruct you to do this and do this, he would say, Hashem gives me Chochmah. You know, Hashem communicates with me. And that's what's called Chochmah. Nature is that Chochmah. We have to properly learn how to read this language. And nature is a communication between us and Hashem. And through nature, a Kodesh Baruch Hu communicates with you. So, if I'm not in the Madrega of Chanina ben Doisa, Chanina ben Doisa by him, the nature did not exist. Chanina ben Doisa is so clearly elokus in every repeated act as it would happen, a miracle of miracles. The Pichas Bayor had split the sea, had split the Yarden, had split the river. Because it was in such a high madrega that for him nature, the word nature did not exist. It was a repeatedness. Every second was a repeatedness. Well, this was already a madrega which he reached. But as long we, little people, for us there is such a thing as nature. But and then we say, why is there for me such a thing as nature? I didn't come to this madrega. He said, don't ignore nature. Nature is a communication. The true nature, Kodesh Baruch Hu, communicates to you, what do I want from you to do? So no, if Chanina Medrash wouldn't be in that Madrega, and he, by him nature would take place, now that all of a sudden he received the field from a friend, says, make panos and take bread, so, Hashem, you gave me a field. And nature demands, in order to make a field to grow, you have to plow and you have to plant. This means, Hashem, through nature, you mechayev me, you require me to plow and to grow and to plant the nature. Because nature speaks to me. And since nature speaks to me, nature tells me. And if I now would put away the nature, says Hashem, if you want the field to grow, you're going to make it anyhow, why should I work? And you sit back and doing nothing. Ah, you're chochem now. You rely now on a mess, on a miracle, at a time when you're still in a madrega of nature, but you, this is still nature. If you're a madrega of nature, nature talks to you. And if it talks to you, you're not allowed to avoid it, that order. So what will happen now? If it's not going to grow, you're going to be punished. You're lazy. Why didn't you work? Hashem gave you something. Why didn't you do what you have to do? Listen, Hashem, I rely on you. You have no right to rely on me. Since you have nature, you're bound by nature. And if it still did grow, even you didn't plant, menakalam izuchiyoy, so you ate up your credits. You relied on S. But you relied on S. What is an S? Because then for you is nature. But you could neutralize the S. The S is not an S. You could say, Hashem, it's not nisendon. Nothing is an S, or everything is an S. Because the meaning is no such thing as nature. And those were other Chlinu ben Doiser. Those were the very high madrigal Chlinu ben Doiser. So therefore, they were not menakam izuchiyoy. If you would menakam izuchiyoy because it's an S, so every time he was lighting up with Shemen, it was also in Akkadish, because he saw the same nest in oil as he would have seen it in a vinegar. And therefore, he was allowed to avoid nature altogether. Now, here comes out a beautiful message that when a person is a real Baal Bitochen, a real Baal Bitochen, and a real Baal Bitochen means that the end product, the end line, comes by Kodesh Baruch Hu, and your input has nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. That's a Rivavitov. The question is, why are you putting in Ishtadlus? Because Ishtadlus is a requirement of Hashem. The natural required Ishtadlus, the nature, is the order of Hashem. It comes out, you communicate with Hashem continuously. Continuously. Now, you're hungry. That's it. You're hungry. I'm going to give you a very, very interesting insight in it. How you could serve Hashem in any given situation. You're hungry. So you're hungry, there's no food. Okay, you have to go to the grocery to buy the food and to bring them home and to prepare them and to eat them. It's all ishtadlus. It's all ishtadlus. So you could say Hashem. You could be like Reb Zinshe. Zinshe is hungry. Hashem, I'm hungry. Take care of me. Take care of me. The Reb Zinshe wasn't this madrega. But you say, obviously, you're not in the madrega of Reb Zinshe. And in order to take care of him, a miracle has to happen. And I'm not ready for miracles. So then you say, what do you have to put in the shtablas? And what is the shtablas? Go to the grocery, go to buy, and bring the food in, prepare, and eat. But then you say to yourself, I know for sure, if Hashem wants to take care of my hunger, I will take care of my hunger regardless. I would be a nest as Reb Zinshe. Some Hashem will take care of me. But since I'm not in that madrega, Hashem wants me, the norma, the normal thing to wait to fill in my hunger is that I have to go out and buy. That's the, and why does Hashem make so? Because Hashem wants me out in the grocery. Hashem wants me to spend this money. Hashem wants to buy this particular food which I like. And he wants me to bring me home. So it comes out, all these tablets is the order of Hashem. Comes out, when you go to the grocery, say, Hashem, I'm doing your order. I'm not going to fill my hunger. Filling my hunger, you're doing it. But since you ordered me to fill the hunger, it could only be done such a way. Obviously, you want me out in the grocery. You want me to pass the money to the grocery man. The grocery has to give it to his wholesaler. And obviously, you want me to eat the suit which I sew, because this is what I like, and this is which is healthy, and this is which is. So, this is the suit, those sparks, those things, the tikkuni, which has to be only I could fulfill, therefore I should eat them, I prepare them. And by the time you take the food, you bring them into the mouth, and say, you want me to eat, you feed me. You could say it. And then sometimes it will happen. You will see it because it means you're going to get a hunger strike. I'm not doing anything. All of a sudden, the family sees you crazy, not eating. They start stuffing you. So they're feeding you if you like it or not. So Hashem took care of you. But you will be punished because you're not on your shtadlus. But now when you take the food into your mouth, Hashem, you want me to eat, I'm taking. And you want me to be mishtadlus. This also is a shtadlus kroiva, I'm eating. Comes out every second of a shtadlus was a mitzvah Hashem. You see in nature orders of Hashem, commandments of Hashem. So it comes out only the real Bateach, Vashem, also you behave as a normal person, you work for a living, you spend as any other guy does, you make all the shtabs anyone does, but you use these shtabs to talk in excessive things. You know, the shtabas lemoyev lemazuk will not change anything, the outcome. So why are you doing it? Because Hashem put me in a natural world, in a normal world, and wants me to conduct naturally, normally, because this is Hashem's orders. Nature is orders of Hashem. And since nature is orders of Hashem, everything we're fulfilling the orders of Hashem, I'm fulfilling a mitzvah Hashem. Continuously productive, fulfilling mitzvah of Hashem. But the minute when you lose bitochen, and you rely on yourself, and it's, of course, you could only eat and then you take food. And you only have money if you work. Of course, Hashem helps you. But if not, you're not gonna, you would never get the money. There, you're working for yourself and not for Hashem. See, there's a thin line. Other people say, I'm also a Bateach, but you don't mind my talking interpret. If you work, Hashem gives you money. I say Hashem gave you the money. If you don't work, Hashem wouldn't give you the money. So obviously, not going to work is the difference between having money and not having money. However, you're still doing a favor for Kodesh Baruch, because Hashem is the one who gave you the money if you work. Hashem only gives you money if you work. So it comes out you working, really working for money. You're not working for Hashem. What when you say, I know money will come or not come regardless if I work or not work. I know money will come regardless if I work or not work. Because it's a son of it, Hashem told him, that's the truth. Why do I go out to work? Because the Norma requires me to work, and Norma is being created by Hashem, and Hashem sends a message, I want you to work. Now I'm going out to work not to make money. You're not going out to work because Hashem sent me to work, and I'm working for Hashem. Because money will come or not come, regardless of work or not. How many people work and they don't have the money? How many people don't work and somehow they have the money? The panos of Yitzchak Kodesh is a shoshone you get regardless. Regardless. He starts with money with a magic. Why do you work? Hashem wants me to work. How do you know Hashem wants you to work? Because Hashem created such a thing as normality. And normality, the way he demands is, you're not getting money unless you work. So Hashem wants me to be a normal person. So Hashem communicates through us, through nature, to teva, to norma. And therefore I take norma's messages of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now since according to normal terms, I will not get money unless I work, so Hashem says, you're going to get the money or not get the money anyhow. But on the normal conditions, you have to go out now to work. That means I want you to go out to work. So you're going out to work not to make money. You're going out to work because Hashem sent me out to work. I have to be out there, do whatever I do. It has nothing to do with my outcome. And then you sit backwards. Hashem want to give money. So therefore, when you worked, and the boss didn't pay you and kicked you out, you're not angry at the boss. Hashem didn't want to give me money. I've wasted time. Wasted time? Not a moment I wasted. Every moment I worked, Hashem sent me to work. I did my establishment. So he didn't pay me? That's your problem. You overran it. And if you would have paid me, I would take home the money. And instead of cashing in for food, I would pay the doctor bills because I get a certain false pain, which nothing. But just to make test ate up my entire check. I better keep the money. Don't send me to the hospital to make the test for nothing. Sometimes a person gets a bellyache and goes to the hospital, goes to all kind of tests. By the time the test comes back, you forgot about you ever was egging something. The test comes back, there was no problem whatsoever. And you got a $600 bill for all the tests. So you ate up all your paycheck. So I might as well, you know what, you boss, keep the $600, works for nothing, doesn't matter. I have to be out there. So that's the way, that's the benefit of bitochen. That if you have bitochen, there's three levels of bitochen. There is a bitochen which is no bitochen at all. You only Hashem only gives you if you work. Of course, you give credit for Hashem, but you're part of it, Hashem. This is what Chavis calls us, that serving Hashem is a shutfus. That's no bitochen at all, that's stupidity. That is total false. And many people, superficial people, say, yeah, that's bitochen. You have to believe. And if you're not going to work, you're not going to have money. If you work, you're going to have money. And of course, Hashem gives you the money. But that means that you're working for yourself. You're independent. Hashem helps you. That's not bitochen. The lower level of bitochen, there's a high level of it. The lower level of bitochen is, I know, but you have to be mishtal. The high level of bitochen, the bitochen of Chanina ben Dois, of the Raman, of the position, which means without the bitochen, is the one who the norma does not work for him. It's not machayev him. Why is not machayev? Because what is norma, as we explained, it's a very important thing to remember. What is norma? Norma means something which repeats itself continuously. Let's call it normality. Something which is extraordinary, is a ness, is a miracle. And for him, there's no such a thing as normality. He sees nisam in every little thing. Now, if a person comes to such a madrega that he comes in contact with the Kodesh Baruch Hu a million times a day, everything when he twists his finger, he wants coffee, he hears coffee, and he says, hey, look, the hand reacts, the hand gives me the coffee, drinks me. Thank you, Hashem, you made such a miracle. You know what a miracle is until your arm brings, take these people that are paralyzed, people that have strokes, millions of dollars it was paid to give me coffee. They should be able to twist, and it should react to his nerve system, to his desires, his finger, and make his proper motion. It's happening like nothing, like nothing, like nothing. As the Chavisah says, the Shara Habas Hashem, the Oiv Hashem is gone. He will not flip his eye without no why, wusim, ven, and vi. And thank Hashem for that. And if a person is in contact in such a second with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, then there's no such a thing as normality. For him, everything is Hashem, everything is miracles. If it's miracles, what's the difference? A miracle if you plant, if you don't plant, if you put in oil, if you put in vinegar. He's not Menachem Zechariah, so the nature doesn't work for him, doesn't talk to him. Take it that way. It's Chinese language. There's no such a thing as normal. By the position, there's no such a thing as normal. So when he was hungry, you couldn't say, if you're hungry, take money, go to the grocery, buy him food. Why should take money, grocery, and buy him food? Everything is a miracle. If it's a miracle, Hashem, I'm hungry, feed me anyhow. You understand? So then you could, only then you zoichu to that madrega, you don't have to be mishtavel at all. When you see mishtavel as the same nef as you would see it in other mishtavel. You would see the same miracle. And when you're putting in effort, you see Hashem in everything. Here is Hashem. What's the point of... He's not talking to me. So as long as nature, Teva, is talking to me, it's an issue by me, because nature that I'm expecting. So, yes, intellectually, it says all Hashem. But emotionally, do I react? I'm getting surprised. Do you say Asher Yotza? I say, oh, I have to urinate after the operation the same way all the time. Yeah, then you see HaKadosh Baruch all the time. I had a grandfather, used to say Ashiyot, used to turn to the wall, used to shed tears during Ashiyot, thanking Hashem. He was a healthy man. He worked on it. For him, Ashiyot, he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything, he saw this, he saw the milk, Ashiyot saw the Bechochma, saw the Chochmas Hashem, he saw the whole body system. Imagine if you would have put, a man would have been underneath an x-ray, and you would have been understanding in biology, you would understand what's happening at the time of the person, how the urine comes, and how it opens, how it stops, and the whole system, how it works. You would be able to see this unbelievable mechanism which Hashem, how many nisim is putting in this little guy, just by urinating. We would say differently, Asher Yotza. Would you just have an exit for a fast time to urinate what is happening in this moment? We would say that's a whole Bria Soilam, a whole new creation. We would say Asher Yotza is such a big thing. So that nature would not talk to us, because this is not nature, this is Chutz Miderech HaTeva. So when nature stops talking to you, then you get to the level of Chanina ben Doise, that you're not soymich al anes, you're not relying on it, because this is just as well a nes, nature just as well a nes as not a nes. But none of us in such a madriga. For us, nature is nature. So for us, nature is nature, let's give, what is nature? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make such a repeated nisim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches us how to talk, you know? I take a little poodle. A poodle, you could talk to a poodle, you could condition a poodle. Right? You could condition a poodle, like you could understand. You had to condition. You repeat it. You make exercises. You repeat. Like every time you make, okay, you know to come. You know, every time you have to sit down on the poodle. So you know, when you sit down, you're getting food. We have just like that. Because Bok is conditioning us with nisim, repeated nisim, and it becomes a language to us. It becomes a language. But this could be a language as this, a language to the poodle, unfortunately. And now, does the poodle understand the language? No, it's a conditioning. Teva is a conditioning mankind. We have to learn Chavis Alvovis and wake up and get out of the conditioning position to the educational position. When we get out to the educational position, and then we start seeing Hashem in nature, oh, now we're communicating with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a very absolute clear way how to define it. We have to know, every time when we react to nature, we take things for granted, just like this little poodle communicates with his owner, with his master, which is nothing more than conditioning himself. It's more than.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com